Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The heat advisory continues for North Texas. It's your morning All Local for the 5th of August, 2022. I'm John Little. Thanks so much for being here. And today, the Yasser Saeed murder trial continues. FBI agents are expected to take the stand today when testimony continues. They're the agents who investigated the brutal murders of Saeed's two teenage daughters nearly 15 years ago. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
The feds became involved when local police feared Yasser Saeed may have fled the area only hours after the bodies of her daughter, Amina, and Sarah were found in a cab that he had leased. Prosecutors are having to reach back 14 years to investigators who handled the case, including former Irving detective Joe Hennig. He was at the Saeed house looking for answers right after the murders and said Saeed's wife, Patricia, was a tough interview.
I was in and out and different people were telling me different things. So I go back and talk to her. The more I talked to her, the more she told me about violence within the house.
Hennig said police were quick to wave off the internet sensation that the girls were murdered in an honor killing. Police say it was rather anger from Saeed that his teenage daughters were not obeying his strict control of their lives. From the Crawley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Richardson Mayor Laura Maska and her land developer husband Mark Jordan have both been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for bribery and tax fraud. Maska, now known as Laura Jordan, and her husband were both convicted of bribery and tax fraud. The Plano couple was convicted in July 2021. Court documents indicate during her time as mayor from May 2013 through April 2015, Jordan and her husband were involved in bribery schemes. She voted for controversial zoning changes sought by Jordan approving construction of the unpopular Palisades apartment in Richardson in exchange for more than $100,000 in bribes. It's that time of year again. Kids are heading back to school, and in Dallas this morning, the mayor is making sure they don't show up empty-handed. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest on the mayor's back-to-school fair.
The 26th annual Mayor's Back to School Fair is kicking off this morning in Fair Park. This is the first time the fair is being held in person since 2019, before the pandemic. Technically, the event was held over the past few years, but it was drive-through only. Today's event will provide Dallas students with essential school supplies as well as valuable resources. Registration is required. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the annual sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping is here. Kevin Lyons with the Texas Comptroller's Office says that families won't have to pay the sales tax on clothes, shoes, backpacks, and school supplies, which is a big help for people this year struggling with high inflation.
Each year, the amount of savings just goes up and up and up. And we've got some really smart people in this building who've kind of estimated that they think that Texans will save about $112 million in state and local sales tax, which is the highest number ever for this weekend for us.
The tax-free break runs through Sunday at midnight. We're paying more for electricity. Oncor is piling up the profits as this hot, dry summer drags on, says KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
Oncor reported an increase in net income of $60 million for the second quarter of 2022 compared to the same period last year. The company's CEO says one of the reasons for that is the increased demand from customers trying to keep cool as temperatures regularly topped 100 degrees in June. He says Oncor is ready to meet the state's growing need for electricity as the population grows. Oncor is currently negotiating with several cities in Texas over its most recent request for a rate increase. In the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It isn't their typical day on duty, but first responders in Watauga pulled together this week to save a woman's life.
Watauga police got a call this week about a woman causing a disturbance inside a business at the corner of Watauga Boulevard and Bonnie Drive. Sergeant Danielle Bannock says when they arrived, they found the woman not inside the business, but rather on top of it, as in on the roof.
They tried speaking with her for several minutes from the ground and then were able to get up onto the roof with her.
Tarrant County Sheriff's deputies were driving by, noticed what was unfolding, and jumped in to help. Fearing that the woman would jump from the roof, the officers and deputies were able to get the woman off of the roof by way of a Watauga Fire ladder truck and into a mental health facility to get her the help that she needed. In the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Education leaders in North Texas are hoping the region will become a national leader in a growing field of medicine, and a multi-million-dollar grant is going to help. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Dallas College has won an $8.8 million grant to help people in communities considered underserved train for jobs in biotechnology. Chancellor Justin Lonin says the training will help people get qualified for living wage jobs.
This is a big deal. Certainly, Dallas College is pleased to play the lead role in this, but this is a big deal for our region.
He says more than 40 organizations work together on the proposal, including UT Arlington and Tarrant County College, where Chancellor Elva LeBlanc says this grant will also help fill open jobs.
Tarrant County College is positioned to be nimbler, adjust, and implement pathways and programs to help students progress efficiently towards completion and align with career opportunities.
The head of the DFW Hospital Council says biotech represents the future of medicine and that workforce can drive the health of North Texas. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In sports, 6 years after the Rangers drafted him in the first round, Cole Reagans finally made his major league debut, the starting pitcher last night against the White Sox. He was impressive.
And the pitch, he struck him out swinging. Got a fastball in on the hands. Seemed to be over the inside corner, perfectly placed. That's the first big league strikeout for Cole Reagans.
Reagans pitched 5 innings, gave up just 1 earned run, and the Rangers won the game 3-2. Meanwhile, the Dallas Wings won their 3rd straight game, taking down one of the top teams in the league, the Las Vegas Aces, 82-80.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.